WGUC's celebration of April Fool's Day continues with Eddie Foy Jr. and the movie cast from Bells Are Ringing. Did you hear the one about the composer who went to the racetrack?
It's a simple little system. Any child can understand. The composer's name, we list them with the racetracks of the land. With a simple little system, we'll be close by fortune's door. And to think that no one ever, ever thought of it before. Gentlemen, gentlemen, look at your charts. What is Beethoven?
Belmont Park.
Where's Puccini?
Pimlico.
Who is Humperdinck?
Hollywood.
What is Beethoven?
Beethoven is Belmont Park.
Where's Puccini?
Puccini is Pimlico.
Who is Humperdinck?
Humperdinck is Hollywood.
That is correct. Turn the page. What's Tchaikovsky?
Churchill Downs.
Who's Mussorgsky?
Monmouth Park.
What's Rachmaninoff?
Rockingham.
What's Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky is Churchill Downs.
Who's Mussorgsky?
Mussorgsky is Monmouth Park.
What's Rachmaninoff?
Rachmaninoff is Rockingham.
That is correct. Turn the page.
It's a simple little system, we're impatient to begin.
Oh, yes,
a simple little system, when the law is listening in.
We will take those record orders in a very cultured tone, while we're really booking horses over at Suzanne Safone. We'll be rich, we'll be rich, we'll be rich. Davisie is Delmar, Humperdinck is Hollywood, Caesar Frank is Fairground, Sibelius is Sportsman's Park, Berlius is Bainbridge, Hindemith is Hawthorne, Offenbach is Omaha. Everybody, all together now!
Who is Beethoven, Belmont?
Who
is Tchaikovsky, Churchill?
Is Handel?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Who is Handel?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, what a system!
You really have to know your music to understand the punchlines in this next piece. It's time for the musical jokesters out there to shine with this performance from the 1956 Hoffnung Music Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is 90.9 WGUC's celebration of April Fool's Day. We end this segment with a piece Dr. Frankenstein would have been proud of. The London Symphony Orchestra is conducted by John Dankworth, who also wrote and narrated this work. He calls it Further Experiments with Mice.
This is the saga of three blind mice who lived in Symphony Hall. The first one was called Ludwig, but he was so good at getting food out of traps without actually setting them off that they called him Beethoven. The second had a rather complicated name, Wolfgang Amadeus. Wolfgang after his uncle, Amadeus after the film. So they just called him Mo for short. The third was a very hungry little mouse. He was always eating, and his favourite foods were nuts and crackers. So they called him Nutcracker. Then there was the Symphony Hall cat, whose name was George. With all those mice around, he was a very busy little cat. Keeper's wife, whose name was Sue. She tried to cut off their tails with a carving knife, and they hated her for it. Oh, they said, Sue's a sadist, Sue's a cruel woman, and then things that I wouldn't like to mention here, like Sousa, Sousa. Well, said Sue, they may call me a cruel woman, but someone's got to do something about those mice, otherwise there'll soon be 2001 of them. Soon there were far more than 2001 of them, so many in fact that they took over Symphony Hall, renamed it the Mausoleum, and staged their own series of concerts. The opening concert was really one to remember. It started with the overture The Meister Singers, then arrangements of popular songs like It Mice As Well Be Spring, Mice Work If You Can Get It, The Mouse I Love, and then there were songs from every Broadway show except Cats and The Sound of Music, because that was about the Von Trapp family. They even got the famous band leader of the day, Paul Whitemouse, to conduct a special arrangement of Rhapsody in Blue Cheese. The audience were ecstatic. Take it away, maestro, they said. and they all lived happily ever after.